Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Daddy After Dark. Today, we have on here, bro. And he's my bro.
Hello.
Hi, bro. How are you doing today?
Not so bad.
Bad. That's what I like to say. So, since I have my bro on the show, and he's very wise, I don't know, I figured we'd talk about something, like, you know, a little deep. What do you say, bro?
Well, what would you like to talk about?
Okay, so I was thinking, I don't know, you tell me. Like I was saying earlier, how the people that are deceiving you, they knowingly are doing it, yet they find like some sort of pride or like some sort of inner, you know, satisfaction. You get me? Because they know what they're doing is wrong, but
okay.
The fact that they're doing it knowingly, and inside they know that they cannot do it and or stop it, or you know, the fact that they continue to do it is just, I think, just wrong.
No, like, totally morally
wrong in every kind, like
sense. Yeah, absolutely.
No empathy, no sympathy, nothing. That shows me that you're just like a shitty human being. So with that being said, like, I won't lie either. When I was younger, I've led people on, or I've played two different, you know. You get what I'm saying? I've lived dual lives, let's say.
Okay.
But like, I feel awful about it, and would I do it again? No. So, but like, I feel like people nowadays, like through social media and stuff like that,
So
they find it easier to manipulate people and do things to their satisfaction. That's all I'm trying to say.
Now we're jumping on topics, aren't we?
No, it's kind of not. I'm eating cheese.
Excuse me?
I'm eating cheese. Okay. My bad.
Please do enjoy.
Thanks.
I don't think...
Hello, bro. Are you here?
I'm completely with you.
Oh, okay.
No, then you jumped the topic, you know. I mean, we're talking about deceiving and all that, you know.
People. Well, no, I was also just saying that how misleading people, you're being deceptive. So it's deceiving people, isn't it? Because, like, you know, you're being dishonest, right? Let's put it that way. You know you're being a dishonest person, yet you continue to do that. You continue to lie and be dishonest. So you're being deceptive, aren't you?
I mean, if the person continues to...
Exactly, like, a continuous thing. Yes, so they're deceptive. They're deceiving. Yeah, okay. So that's all I was saying. It wasn't jumping to, you know, like different topics.
No, then you went to the... you know...
Dude, I go everywhere. Where are you freaking trying to take me now?
I don't know, why are you taking this topic?
I'm just eating cheese.
Okay.
So, like, on this topic, I'm just saying, isn't it, like, would you ever,
deceive anyone? Never.
Exactly. I'm sorry, this cheese is good. Like, you wouldn't be, I've never seen you be deceptive towards anybody, and I've known you only, like, what, my whole life? 22 years. Right? But if everybody thought that way, then wouldn't we be the most...
In a different place?
Cockamamie.
I mean, no, I don't think we would be cockamamie.
What is it? Cockamamie?
Whatever the word you're looking for. Whatever the word you're looking for, but we wouldn't be that.
You know what word I'm looking for.
You know, we won't be cheating and deceiving, so hence we're honest.
Yeah. Because I knew, first of all, I can't even remember my lies. So to lie about something stupid is just beyond me. Because, first of all...
I mean, there's no reason.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. First of all, there's no reason to... You like, if you're this at this point in your life and you still have to lie about the most silliest things, then you're not doing something right. Like,
no, it's like, if you lie, then you have to lie again to carry that lie.
Yeah, and why lie in the first place is what I'm trying to say.
And then eventually you become a fucking liar.
A pathological one. And then what? Then you become a sociopath. Then you start believing your own lies. And then after that, you become a narcissist. You start living and believing your lies. Sorry.
At one point, yeah, but
that's like stage five. But you feel me though, right, bro?
I hear you.
Wanna get me another cheese? I'm good for now, bro. Like, it's not gonna be good for you then. But, so, yeah. I'm just saying that I just see it more often nowadays, right?
More often than what?
More often than fucking taking a shower. I don't know, dude. Like, what? More often than it usually was.
What are you talking about?
Honestly. What the fuck? Okay. What happened was, I was telling you that I see that people being more dishonest lately more than usual.
And what makes you believe that? I mean,
I see it with my own eyes. And I hear it with my own ears. So, like, what the fuck do you want me to tell you?
No, I mean, it's like...
And I see it because it's so much easier for... Okay, so, okay, let me... I'm not putting anybody out there or anything like that. I need to water down this cheese. But the thing is that I've had married... I've had, or have, whatever, married people slide into my DMs and shit. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You're married. Like, that thought has crossed my mind a lot. So if these are people I personally know, like, what makes me believe that it's not any other person? I've had, like, other people's, or, like, let me not even say that, but, like, I've had people that you wouldn't expect, you know, hit on me and stuff. So if they can be doing it to me, why can't they be doing it to anybody else? Not that I'm saying I'm a basic bitch or nothing. I'm just saying that if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody. And it's like what they say, how you get them is how you lose them, right? So...
Somewhat.
Yeah, so that's exactly what fucking happens.
Interesting. Interesting.
Damn, cheese and beer don't go good together.
But right now it does so good.
Yeah, so what's up? What were you saying? You wasn't saying anything, man. So what I'm saying is that I just fucking hate liars. I hate fake ass fucking people, bitches, all these fucking people who try to be who they're not and like can lay down at night peacefully. I just can't, I do not understand it. Not that I have to go to court or anything soon for any reason.
You sure about that?
I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying. Like, those people are sleeping very peacefully right now, I'm sure.
Who, the people are not going to court? Or
the people who have brought me to the court's attention, or if I was, I'm just saying.
So you're saying so you're facto, going to the court?
I'm saying if so facto. That's all hearsay. I'm just saying, hello, sir. The mic is ready. Oh, we never had the mic on, dude.
Fuck. I'm not doing this, Fatma. Fuck you.
Oh, look, we have been. It's just that the mic hasn't been, I don't know what green means. It's Fatma. Probably on.
Stop.
No, you cannot say my name.
Whispering.
Yeah, we can still. Okay. Yeah, so we had technical difficulties a little bit, but
did we?
I think we did. But look, it's turned into a green now. I still
whatever don't... the fuck that means.
Yeah, I don't know what it means yet.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we'll find out. I just need the manual again. I've lost it. But anyway, so moving onward continuously. Further.
We're not moving anywhere.
We're going.
Listen, Linda.
Okay. So, okay, moving forward. Yeah, man. it's okay. So, yeah, that was for this. Oh, I hope the mic. wasn't working there because I slammed it. This was another portion or segment, another segment of Fatty and Bro.
And that segment sucked.
No, man, just leave my. No, I can't edit. Yeah, and another. He did not mean that, guys.
Yeah, I did.
You suck, bro. Okay.
No, so, I lick.
No, no, no. You suck at this. You okay, another. Okay, bye. What the fuck, man?